This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1032, Band 9 Time Idioms for IELTS Task 2 Essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Formal idioms are a perfect way to meet the requirement of less common lexical items that are needed for a 7 or higher on vocab. Today, we teach you 4 formal idioms related to time that can be included to level up your Task 2 essays.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going?
I am great. How are you today?
I'm good, but enough about me. You have a story, right? You said you had something exciting to share.
Yeah, this is so fun. So my daughter turned 15, and in Mexico, at least, maybe other Spanish-speaking cultures, they have a quinceañera when a girl turns 15. It's like a big party, sort of marking your transition from childhood to adulthood. I've never been able to go to one. I've heard great things.
I've never been to one either, but I hear about them all the time.
I know, and they look so fun. So I have a couple of neighbors from Mexico, and they threw my daughter a surprise quinceañera last night.
No way. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
That was so sweet, and it was so fun. They love throwing parties. It's really fun. And it was quite small. It was in her backyard with just our neighbors, because COVID, but it was a really, really fun. They like decorated adorable with its like bright yellow and teal. And we got her a dress because I was in on it, right? And we had all the little kids learn to dance because usually you have lots of friends or kids or something do a little coordinated dance. So they've been practicing this dance. It was the cutest thing you've ever seen. All these balloons and decorations and so fun. And they did like a taco bar. She had so much fun. And she felt so loved because, you know, people had spent time to plan this. And she was so surprised. She didn't see it coming, which is the most fun. So she got to have a quinceañera.
That is awesome. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh,
that is so sweet. There are so many sweet aspects to that story. I feel like we could talk about this for an hour, like how inspiring and heartwarming this event is. Like just knowing that this happened for your daughter, whom I've never met. Like I don't know any of these people, but because of your description, I am just like, especially the colors, right? Like teal. It's not just blue. It's not just green. It's teal. But these like really great details, picturing a beautiful dress, the look of surprise and happiness on her face. Like I love that story so much.
Totally.
That's so
I almost
beautiful.
Wish it was like a sample part 2 answer so I could talk
I
about it for a full 2
that.
Minutes without feeling guilty about going on and on.
Oh my gosh. Well, it sounds like that might have been the time of your daughter's life.
It was the time of her life.
Up until now. Speaking of that, we're talking about idioms related to time today. That's why I said
yes. That's a great segue. You are the queen of segues. Like transition into the topic. Here we go.
I don't know if it was the time of her life. That was purely for a segue. The time of someone's life, that's like the best thing ever in your whole life, right? Or yeah. No, I guess I could just describe a really, really, really fun time. So that would work
totally for the quinceañera. Yes, because we use that hyperbolically, right? To exaggerate, be like, oh, it was the time of my life. And maybe it wasn't really the best thing that's ever happened to you, but because it was really fun, really exciting, you would still call it the time of your life for sure.
That always makes me think of the movie Dirty Dancing, because that's one of like the quintessential. I can't sing the song because of copyright, but
yes, don't sing
listeners,
it. But it's so good.
I hope you've watched that movie, and if you haven't, please watch Dirty Dancing. I still reference this movie like on the reg, like regularly. I will talk about Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Guys, you have to watch this movie. It's so quotable. Talk about it on IELTS. Okay. So what are we getting into today? Vocab, idioms about time. Now, why is it so important to talk about formal idioms related to time? What is the purpose?
Yes, good question. So we actually had a student in our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group ask just yesterday, he was saying, do we have to use idiomatic expressions in the writing tasks in order to get a high score? And this is why you have to learn formal idioms, because you can't use phrasal verbs and informal idioms and slang in task two. It's way too informal. You have to keep your vocabulary conducive and appropriate for a task two essay. But you do have to use those less common lexical resources, idioms and native expressions that the average student wouldn't use in order to get a 7 or higher. So this is why it's so vital to learn more formal idioms.
Exactly. And that's, like you said, Aubrey, students, that's the conundrum, right? If you don't have access to coaches like us, right? Like the students, the Three Keys students in our Facebook group, you could write us an email or ask us a question on social media. Definitely subscribe to this podcast, guys, because we talk about vocab and everything related to IELTS. 3 new episodes every week. So hit subscribe. But you know, that's not immediate. So how do you know when you're studying by yourself at home, how do you know if this idiom you discovered is appropriate for task two, right? Because if it's too informal or too common or not used anymore, it's not going to help your score. So it's a waste of time learning this new vocabulary phrase. So it is very helpful to have access to people like us that you can ask if it's appropriate, because you know the idioms help your score, but which ones? That's the conundrum. So
exactly.
It took us a few minutes
because we were like, okay, we want to talk about idioms for time, and we were throwing out several, and so many of them are too informal. They'd be great for speaking, maybe, you know, or like a task one letter, but they don't, and we had to like, because it just comes naturally to us. Of course, we've heard them. But for you guys, that's why it's so important to listen to this podcast, to learn them in context, learn what's formal. So all of the ones we're going to teach you today are perfect for writing task two. They're formal enough to use.
Yup. Okay. It's tricky, guys. So let's clear up a part of the conundrum. I can't stop saying that word because
it's
for some reason, it's like just really fun for me to say that word today. And it's very formal, great for task two, guys. So a conundrum is a riddle, a thought problem that you cannot solve, but we're going to help you solve it. So the first phrase, guys, at a breaking point. This is a formal phrase that is powerful. It's full of imagery for me. It's like you are on the verge, maybe a person is on the verge of just like collapsing, or a situation is on the verge of disaster, right? To reach a breaking point, to hit a breaking point, or to be at a breaking point. So a lot of these phrases, guys, are perfect for problem solution essays, especially because you're describing big problems, right? Like environmental issues, right? The global warming is going to be at a breaking point soon, like in our lifetime. It means like we're on the verge of disaster.
Exactly, right? This means it, and don't use it. It is a little specific, like you were saying, for very big problems when something's really at the worst it could be, right? But like you were saying, so many test two essays, we're talking about extremes. You're being asked about extremes, things for healthcare or the environment or government.
Totally.
And so it's often going to fit to be able to talk about, you know, if government doesn't take action soon, this problem will be at a breaking point.
Yeah, completely. Healthcare, right? The current pandemic. I think there are so many applications for that phrase, especially. And again, guys, like that's why we're teaching you these phrases, because these are applicable to so many different IELTS topics, right? Okay. Since time immemorial, I love this phrase. I taught you this phrase in a blog post, guys, from 2018. It's a while ago, guys, but it's still on our website. If you go to allearsenglish.com and search 5 formal idioms for IELTS writing task 2, this phrase is in there. So since time immemorial, it just means forever. Like this has been a thing forever. So I think this is perfect for the first sentence of a lot of task 2 essays, right? Education has been on the minds of parents since time immemorial. healthcare has been discussed by doctors and citizens alike since time immemorial. I don't know, like this could apply to so many things that have just been an issue forever for so long.
Yes, that's such an interesting high-level phrase. Natives use it, but I guarantee you students don't very often. So the examiner's looking at their, yes, uncommon lexical resource. Awesome, right?
Yeah,
checking the box.
Totally.
Totally.
Completely, completely. It's super interesting and impressive. Definitely a band nine phrase. Definitely write that down, guys, because it can go in the first sentence of almost any task two essay, I'm going to say. Like, it's the perfect IELTS vocab phrase to learn today.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, now, next phrase, race against time. What does that mean, Aubrey? That's an interesting phrase.
Yeah, it means that something is time sensitive, right? That something needs to happen soon. So again, for healthcare environment, you could talk about, you know, the government is in a race against time,
totally,
trying to convince its constituents, trying to convince people that something needs to be done, that taxpayer funds need to go toward this, because
completely,
you're saying same kind of thing, that if something doesn't change soon, there's going to be a problem. We're in a race against time.
Yeah, totally. Think about all of the pharmaceutical companies, right? They were in a race against time for the past year trying to come up with COVID vaccines. They still are trying to come up with ones that don't cause blood clots, trying to come up with vaccines that are safe for children. Again, like very applicable at now. So in a lot of your speaking part three and writing task two answers, right? And then for any issue that Aubrey said that is like at a breaking point, right?
Yes.
Where, right, like it could be applied to a lot of the same situations.
I can see it being used for schooling too. In the past, we talked about taking a gap year, and you can use it for something on a smaller scale too, to say like students are in a race against time to finish their education and start working so that they can pay off their debts and make their way in the world, right? Same kind of thing. It just means time is not your friend here. Time is not on your side.
Hi. You know, that is a lifelong struggle. Try and make time your friend. I think that's like when we feel the most stressed out is when time is not our friend. I mean, IELTS students, right? If you have your IELTS test coming up, you are feeling a lot of these idioms right now, right? Your test is soon and you haven't prepared the way you know you need to, you will be at a breaking point very soon and you're going to realize, oh no, I'm not ready for my test.
I know, right? So prepare now.
Right, exactly, exactly. You're in a race against time. You have to get these scores at a certain time so you can go to university, so you can fulfill the requirements for the PR. You know, here's another thing, guys. Like, if you personalize these idioms, you'll remember them better. So yes. There's that.
And okay. Soon with your study, you will be at the 11th hour. It'll be the day before the exam and it'll be too late to improve anymore. And this is our next expression, at the 11th
yeah,
hour.
Nice.
I love this one. It just there means last go. Minute. Right?
Segway
Look at
queen.
Me segueing.
You know, I feel like this makes me think of action movies when everything comes down to the 11th hour in
totally.
Action movies, right? So, guys, I mean, like, think about it. Usually we go on a 12-hour clock. I know it's a 24-hour clock, but this is what it comes from, right? To be at the 11th hour, it's like you have one more hour until it's over and you're going to die or something. Like, that's kind of the imagery. I think of Bruce Willis in a skyscraper in Die Hard. Like,
totally.
It's at the 11th hour. If you don't cut the red wire, then the bomb will go off. So it's really just like, oh, last minute to save everything or it will explode.
Exactly. So on any task to essay, if you're talking about especially problem solution, you could say, we are at the 11th hour with this issue. And you're saying the same kind of thing, that like, time is running out. We need to make a change soon.
Totally, totally. So again, guys, all of these idioms are perfect for problem solution essays, right? I think if we just make a decision where you're going to use these, you're more likely to use them. Don't just
Good
memorize
point.
Vocab and be like, oh, I'm going to use it on my IELTS exam. When? Where? Talking about what? Like, just decide, okay, these are great for problem solution essays. And that's not to say you can't use them in other essays. I mean, advantage, disadvantage essays, right? These are great for disadvantages as well. These are great for talking about problems and issues, which are not just in problem solution essays. But what I'm saying is put these idioms in that box in your brain, right? And you will be able to access that box when you are talking about problems in a formal way on IELTS speaking and writing. All right, guys, this is one of those amazing episodes that will be on YouTube. So subscribe to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. And remember to hit subscribe on this podcast, 3 episodes every single week, plus bonuses. You'll miss the bonuses if you don't subscribe. And guys, you don't want to miss these bonuses. I mean, I'm just going to say, Allers English app for Android. Stay tuned, guys. Don't miss that announcement. All right. Aubrey, thank you so much for discussing these time-sensitive idioms today.
Yes, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.